Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Right, so Meta just made a move that tells you everything about where the infrastructure race is heading. They've announced a major expansion with Broadcom to co-develop the next generation of MTIA chips. That's custom silicon, built specifically for Meta's AI workloads. We're talking inference, recommendations, generative AI, the whole lot. Here's the scale. They're committing to more than 1 gigawatt initially. That's not a typo. 1 gigawatt. And they're planning to scale to multiple gigawatts over time. Now, why does this matter? Because every hyperscaler eventually reaches the same conclusion. Stop relying on vendors. Stop adapting your workloads to someone else's chips. Build exactly what you need. Meta's not buying off-the-shelf accelerators and hoping they'll fit. They're designing chips purpose-built for their specific workloads. That means better efficiency, lower power consumption, faster inference. All the things that matter when you're running AI at the scale of billions of users. The takeaway? The companies that can afford to build their own silicon are doing it. And that gap, between the ones who can and the ones who can't, that's only getting wider. Worth thinking about if you're building on someone else's infrastructure. You're optimizing for their chips, not yours. Okay, so completely different corner of the tech world now. But stay with me because this one's properly clever. MIT researchers just demonstrated something that's been mostly theoretical until now, using a solid-state quantum sensor to measure multiple physical properties at the same time. And they did it at room temperature. That's the bit that makes it practical. The trick is entanglement. Instead of one qubit, they're using two. That gives you not just binary outcomes, but four possible states with three measurable parameters. Now, why does that matter? Because current quantum sensors usually measure one thing at a time. You want temperature and magnetic field? You run two experiments. This approach lets you get both in a single measurement. That saves time, reduces error, makes the whole process more efficient. They're using nitrogen vacancy centers in diamond. That's a fancy way of saying they've found a material that works at room temperature, which means you don't need a massive cooling system just to take a measurement. Applications? Biomedical sensing, materials characterization, anywhere you need precise measurements of multiple properties without disturbing the system. The big picture? Quantum is starting to feel less like a lab experiment and more like something you could actually use. That's a shift worth noticing. Right, let me bring this back to something more immediately practical. If you've ever built a location-based app, you've probably hit this problem. Proximity searches. You know, find all farms within 50 kilometers, find all restaurants nearby, that sort of thing. It sounds simple. In practice, doing this in application code will absolutely kill your database as you scale. The usual approach is the Haversine formula, calculate distances in PHP or Python or whatever you're using, but that means a full table scan, every single row. That's O(n) complexity, which is fine for 100 records, but when you hit thousands or millions, your database is on fire. There's a better way. PostGIS. It's a PostgreSQL extension that treats spatial data as a first-class citizen. Native geometry types, specialized indexes, the whole lot. What does that actually mean? Instead of calculating distances in your application code, you let the database handle geometry. An O(n) full table scan becomes O log n indexed search. That's not a small thing when you're building location-aware platforms. Agritech, logistics, mapping, delivery apps, anything where proximity matters. The takeaway? Stop doing the math in your application layer. Use the right tool for the job. Let the database do what databases are good at. I know, it sounds obvious when you say it out loud, but I've seen so many teams burn weeks trying to optimize Haversine calculations when the real answer was just use PostGIS. Okay, one more, and this one's about scalability in quantum computing. Chalmers University researchers just solved a problem that's been a major bottleneck. How do you control thousands of qubits without needing thousands of individual cables? Because here's the thing, every qubit needs a control signal, and if you're trying to scale to millions of qubits, which is what you need for practical quantum computers, you can't just run a separate cable for each one. The wiring becomes physically impossible. Their solution? Smart cable sharing? They demonstrated that multiple qubits can share the same control cable without significantly increasing computation time. That's huge. It's one of those engineering challenges that doesn't make headlines or what, but it's exactly the kind of thing that determines whether quantum computing actually scales or stays in the lab. And the fact that they've shown it works, that's a green light for the next generation of quantum hardware. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Meta's building custom silicon because off-the-shelf doesn't cut it anymore. MIT's making quantum sensors practical by working at room temperature. PostGIS is solving proximity search at scale by treating space as a database primitive. And Chalmers is figuring out how to wire up a million qubits without a million cables. The thread? Infrastructure is everything. Whether it's chips, sensors, databases, or control cables, the teams that win are the ones who build exactly what they need, not what's available off the shelf. Something to think about if you're building anything at scale. The tools you start with won't be the tools you need when you're 10 times bigger. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.